never that way, but I don't know what to call it.
Well, have you ever heard of heard them called a Hoosier?
Yeah, we call them mountain Hoosiers. That's what we call them. That wouldn't have got around to my slow mind directly.
No, these are things you hadn't thought about in so long.
That's the thing.
Well, now, if somebody said, ask you what time it was, and it's noon, it's not quite noon, so they say, what time is it? And you say, well, it's not quite noon, but it's...
How many minutes?
Well, I think it's something like almost, or would you say it's like that, or...
Yeah, that would be the properest way to speak it, almost noon.
Now, if somebody's waiting for you, and they say, hey, come on out here, and you say, well, you might say, I'll be with you in...
In a few minutes?
Yeah, or something like that, or maybe you might say, did you ever say just a minute?
Yeah.
Might say, I'll be with you in...
In just a minute.
Mm-hmm. Now somebody asked you, if you were like going someplace, and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance to where you're going, you might stop and ask somebody like, if you were going to Chatsworth, you might say, well, how...
How far is it to Chatsworth?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to know like, if you want to ask somebody how many times they go to town in a week or something, you might say, well, how...
How often do you go?
Mm-hmm. Boy, you're sharp at this. You're really sharp at this. Now, you might, when you're talking about somebody and he says, well, I'm not going to do that. You know, somebody says, well, I'm not going to do that, and you agree with him, and you say, like, let's say he says, well, I'm not going to vote for that person. You say, well, I'm not
either.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next part is not, it's just for pronunciation. I want to get the way you pronounce it. Okay, how would this part right here of my hand?
Your forehead?
Yeah, and then the this.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I don't have this, but when you don't shave, you get
a... I need a little pharmacy about that.
What do you call that?
That's a whisker.
Yeah. Now, this...
That's your ear.
Mm-hmm. This...
That's your nose. My lips.
Mm-hmm. What about this whole thing here?
Yeah, that's your mouth.
Yeah. Now, this right here.
That's your throat.
Yeah. Now, what about, you know, on a man, they'll have this thing here that goes up and down. You can see it. What do you call it?
We call that a goozle.
Uh-huh. I ain't got one of those.
I got one.
You got one of those. And, now, one of these would be, here in my mouth would be...
A plate, I suppose.
When they're your own, when they're real, what do you call one of these?
That's your key.
Yeah. And what do you call
your upper and your lower key?
Right. What do you call one of those things?
Well, there's the upper ones, like you'd call it the upper teeth, and the lower ones, the lower teeth.
Now, what about this pink part up above the teeth?
I don't know about that.
Well, this part that your teeth fit into.
Oh, your gums.
Right. Now, this part of my hand.
That's the palm of your hand.
And make one of these. What would you call this?
That's your fist.
Right, and two of them would be?
Two fists.
Yeah, and now all this, like your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, where you bend, and a lot of times you get sore in those. What do you call?
Like muscles.